I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today, and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. We're coming a little early. You know, we have a little Wednesday break until next week.
Yes.
Where we've got next week. You guys, next week is exciting because we have the premiere of Winter House and Beverly Hills, which we have watched both of them already. 5 stars across the board.
I'm invested.
I mean, I'm into it. I think you guys will be very happy with Winter House just because of the, like,
dynamics
and like the different casts, really.
It hits for me.
But we'll do a pod about that. We're gonna do Beverly Hills. It's just, you know,
that hit for me too.
Bravo is bravoing.
They're doing great, sweetie.
They're doing great. So this week we've got the Roni finale. We've got Salt Lake City. We could talk a little Southern Charm. You know, we're just kind of like, we're almost like in an in-between.
Yes. But wait, okay. I want to really talk about Southern Charm. But first of all, everyone's freaking out today because Britney Spears' book is coming out next week. And I have a lot of opinions about it.
Let's hear them.
I literally think it's sad that she won't be narrating it herself. Michelle Williams will be.
I think it's okay that she's not. One, you brought up a good point.
I don't think she could actually do it, to be honest.
And I think it's tough for her. She's probably, obviously, this is going to be written by somebody through her words, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, to her to have to like relive it and say it and all these things that are going to come out, like, this isn't an easy book to talk, like, this isn't all diamonds and rosé, if you will.
I also find it really funny, like, today she posted a video and it is not one new clip of her. It's not her talking currently. It's almost, I'm feeling like they're a little bit masking what's really going on.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Okay. I mean,
and I get it.
And then it's like, you know, there's like,
I don't think she'll do any promotions. Like, she's not going on GMA, like, none of the talk shows. That's pretty strange, don't you think?
It's also interesting that the post she posted 2 hours ago, and it's like this, you know,
video,
is that the one you're talking about?
Mercedes. That's not one current moment.
Well, it also is hashtagged ad. Babe, it's yours. But there's no paid partnership label on it, but it is hashtagged ad. Now, look, did I run to Audible this morning after the TMZ article? After, like, they said, you know, the schmishmortion with Justin, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to tell you, I don't even care about that whole part of it. Mm-hmm. But what I mean is, we're going to get her truth. I was worried. I didn't know if we mm-hmm. would.
Okay.
But after that, I was like, I'm going to get, I have about 14 credits on Audible right now. And one of them is going to this.
It is kind of funny too, because I did read last week that Justin Timberlake was really nervous about her book coming out. And obviously we know why.
Look, I'm going to be.
That's like a normal, like.
Yeah. I just can't imagine that her team was like, this would be a good idea. So I think there's nuances. I think this book, there's always three sides to the story, his side, her side, and the truth. We're going to get her truth. Now, if I'm Justin, I'm going to lay low.
Right.
You know, Jimmy Kimmel asked like Christina Aguilera about the book too, basically like, oh, you know, do you think you'll be in it? And she's kind of like, I'm looking forwards to the future. Like,
oh, she's nervous. She's going to be in it too.
She didn't say anything about nervous. He tried to like kind of bait her in an interview, and she just was like, "I hope you're in it more than I am."
Got it.
Like, I will be curious, because I think we're also going to hear a lot about the conservatorship, and like, you know, this is her truth, and I will be listening.
They're saying like why she really shaved her head,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff.
I'm curious, and it's already like number one. I'm here
Not
for it.
Not surprising.
I'm here but for
good
it.
For her. Good for her.
I hope this is cathartic for her and she feels like she's getting it out there. And, you know, I don't know.
Don't you find it super strange, though, that she's not actually promoting it? I don't think she's going to do one interview about it. There's something very weird happening.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the full story is. Like,
we can't let her interview right now. Like, that's what it feels like.
Well, that's why, like, when the book was, like, first coming out, I'm like, is this even, like, really her story? Like, I feel like she said, like, nothing about it. Like, there's not, but who knows? Maybe next week she's going to pop up on all the shows.
I would love, that'd be great.
I mean, look, would I
know she was
her?
In New York last week.
Yeah.
She goes to Mexico. She's going through her divorce.
Maybe she was in New York and she's doing pre-taped interviews so that they can be edited if need be.
Based on her hair, it didn't look like that.
I would love a 60 Minutes.
It seems like the right time.
I mean, there was...
The best
Britney
Spears documentary of all time is called For the Record. I'm obsessed. It was like her circus time.
Where can you watch that?
It was, I believe, actually like an MTV special. It was called For the Record.
Was this where she like... Oh, wait. Yes.
It's like during the circus time. And this is really like her and her dad are getting along.
Womanizer. Is that when they're shooting the Womanizer video in it?
I think Womanizer and
I feel like there was like a shoot with like her different, like her wearing the different wigs in a music video. And I feel like it was Womanizer or something.
Definitely circus. It was definitely during circus time. So
yeah.
That was a whole album though.
If you're like,
saw that concert twice.
Oh, Britney Spears, Taylor Swift is our Britney Spears right now.
I'm obsessed with Travis.
Can we talk about Taylor? You went and saw the movie and you have some opinions. You saw both the live concert and you saw the movie and you're like, I have opinions, but you also aren't telling it. Like, she puts in the group, like, I have opinions. Won't tell us any of them because she's like, no, you need to see the movie. I'm like, I'm not going to until it's streaming. I cannot be in the theater.
I think she takes a lot of inspiration from Britney Spears. There's a very campiness to it. It feels very like Britney Spears, actually Womanizer video. I Am the Man. That's like completely the same thing to me. I would say also, she
these
does
are,
like,
wow,
this
these are
90,
some thoughts, Mary.
These 98 degree moments to me with the red vest. Kind of like in sync. It's nostalgic. I'm not saying
okay,
it's bad.
Me
I
this,
love it.
Though. What's the difference from the concert you saw to the movie? Because you said you had a lot of thoughts about the movie.
No, not they're the same. I think, I think you were misinformed. The movie and the concert are essentially the same thing. You
that's
just
why I couldn't figure
the
it
fans.
Out.
No. I think our friend was trying to text people and say Mary had a lot of opinions during the concert because I was talking to her the whole movie. And it's that kind of movie that you can. So
I was, because she made it seem like you had a lot of thoughts on the movie.
I had a comment about every song. Okay.
And you guys talked it all through. I'm confused.
I like it. I think it's like fun to take your kids. She's the greatest performer of our time. And I said it.
Taylor is more so than Britney.
Absolutely.
Or Madonna.
The stamina on that woman for 3.5 hours. It's impressive.
What about
she's singing every song?
Yeah.
Okay. Writing it herself. Okay. Playing the actual music? Yes.
Mary Kelly and I just saw the Eras Tour concert in theaters. I'm going to let Mary chime in here, but she has a lot of thoughts about it. That is a reference to the Eras concert in theaters. So I did not read this incorrectly.
I don't even know what you're trying to say here. I think she's literally, I think, I what say, type of I thought you had this was this?
I'm saying I thought you had opinions on the movie because it was different from the concert. Where I'm thinking it's the same thing.
No, it's probably the exact better same view. Thing. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, did you guys dress up for it?
I wore all black. I had a witch vibe going.
Oh, so your Reputation era.
Yes.
Okay. And did you dance out of your seat? Did you stand and dance?
A little bit.
Were there like in the aisle dancers or was there a lot of chair dancing? No, you weren't
allowed to stand in the aisles. You could stand up and dance.
Mm.
No video recording or anything.
Okay.
They like talked to us before the show. We even got an email before as well.
Wow. Because, you know, the premiere
We went to
happened.
This like Alamo Theater.
Oh, the Draft House?
Mm-hmm.
Those are fun. So did you get like dinner and stuff from there too?
Oh, we had mozzarella sticks.
Okay, now, bears the lead.
We had mozzarella sticks and, oh, we got a soft pretzel and then...
Any cheese?
I had an espresso martini.
Wow.
I had a beer. I mean, they come...
It was 3.5 hours.
You don't have to get up the entire time. Only if you have to go to the bathroom.
Wait, so were you reclined in the chair too? So there's probably like a lot of leg movement, but on like the chair?
No, they don't recline. But there's not lazy boys, but it's an old theater that they've redone, I guess. And it's not even redone, actually. And in between the seats, there's like tons of room because they want the people serving you to have enough room to be coming in and out of the theater. So it's an ideal dancing situation.
I love this.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's it. Okay. So we can move on.
So the concert and the movie are the same thoughts. Okay. I just want to say I was like very confused.
When I was at the concert, I like took it so seriously. Like, I was like, I can't have a drink. I don't want to ever go to the bathroom. Sure. I just wanted to soak in every moment. And then this time it felt like I could really relax and watch.
You knew what was coming.
And critique a little bit more.
Sure. If you will. One judgy girl.
Exactly. Exactly. I cannot wait till it's streaming because now I won't even have to play music videos.
I was going to say, you don't have to do your music videos. You could just
have
play
2 hours and 48 minutes of music videos.
I'm sorry. It's not even a 3.5 hour movie.
It's only 2 hours and 48 minutes. She took out some stuff, I guess.
A full hour worth.
Well, I mean, I think like they take out some of the cheering and chanting and that type of thing.
Did they say, Kobe Bryant's kid in there?
Kobe's Bryant's daughter. She hugs her during it.
She gives the hat to her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Spoiler because alert. I also wonder... There was, you know, 6 concerts recorded. Now, is this also a mashup of like her 6, like the 6 different shows, or is it one show really? Do you know what I mean?
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
I have a feeling it's probably, I don't know the continuity though. What if her like makeup wasn't the exact same?
Well, then maybe they've done certain eras.
Her hair gets way curlier throughout the show.
Sure. Sweat.
Because the sweat. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that happened all 6 nights.
I mean, I said like Taylor Swift is my Roman Empire now. Like everyone's like, absolutely. Oh, you know, with the rope. And I'm like, I think about this Taylor. I think about Taylor Swift. I think about, Kelsey. we had a full conversation in our group chat. Because controversial, I think Taylor needs a stylist. I think I'm not crazy about her style, but then we started talking about her different haircuts and what our favorite look of Taylor's was. And I'm like,
She has to go blonder.
That's, but I'm just like, this is a normal.
It's been my pet peeve for years.
This is a normal conversation. I talk about Taylor Swift at least once a day to somebody.
Absolutely.
Easily. Yeah. Like when I open Spotify, the first thing is, this is Taylor Swift, you know, just all of her songs.
Yeah.
No, I'm always,
I get it. I'm a Midnight's girl. Yeah. I pretty much listen to Midnight's every day on the way to work.
Great. What's your favorite?
I really like Bejeweled right now.
Michael, beware. Michael, beware. You better let her fucking shine.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Okay.
I want to talk about, let's segue from music to Bravo though, because then we can do that through Rolling Stone. Because again, tank tops freaking unite. They have dubbed Roni the Jessel Tank Show.
I love it. But then I think people were sliding in our DMs last week and they don't like Jessel.
Well, they just don't have taste. And if you don't have taste, you should acquire some. You know,
she looks fantastic in this.
She looks like a star. I wanted to find the tweet that they tweeted out about what they said about her, because it was pretty funny. And of course, I lost it. I meant to screenshot it. God, they tweet a lot. She's rolling. So I'm literally scrolling. I'm only 6 hours down.
Oh
my God. Okay. So I guess the Jessel stuff isn't like super important to them since it's buried and it's buried. I'm sorry. When you're on audio, you really have to help with the silence. I'm still looking. Well, I'm 10 hours deep now.
We got like a little. Okay.
No, keep going. Keep going.
We got a little teaser as well about Roni Legacy, which I was kind of disappointed in this teaser because once again, all old stuff. Where's the new?
It's just basically like, I think a lot is going to happen during BravoCon. And so
they're going to like drop.
I bet there's a teaser because I was thinking about it. I'm like, first off, I got it wrong because I thought Beverly Hills was premiering on November 1st. I thought that's what we were told from the beginning, but obviously it's next week. But Miami is the first. So it's like all these shows are starting to premiere because I think that there's going to be a lot of surrounding it on BravoCon. Again, and I heard they're going to play it
at Potomac.
I heard Dubai.
Oh.
But maybe Potomac, because that would be I think that's on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
I think they're going to be doing a lot. I think there's going to be a lot happening. And I think Vegas, honestly,
are they going to announce anything new and fun for us? This is when they announced Salt Lake City for the first time.
There hasn't been that many rumors, have there? Now, of course, we'll say this and then like tomorrow something will pop up, which is, you know, rude. My God, where is the quote?
Okay, I'm going to move forward.
Please.
I want to talk about Southern Charm and poor Olivia. I mean, Taylor not telling her before the party was insane. Just say, no, I really need to talk to you before this party. And then also it was strange to me. It felt like Taylor felt good after she told her, like she really got something off her chest.
Well, it's like, again, why are we covering for these men?
Austin is the real monster.
Austin,
here.
You little trash box. Okay. And this is because like, we're going to keep this a secret. And then he's like, defined hookup. We totally kissed.
Like, well, it also bothers me that it's also like falling on the girls. Like Austin's 100%. Like, well, I couldn't lie to him. I had to speak my truth. And she's like, well, now I look like insane. Like I straight up lied to one of my good friends' faces because we said this was in the vault. And you basically got too drunk at Patricia's house and couldn't help yourself.
And then,
and also, what did you? Oh, you made out. Come on.
But yeah, I know. Here's what's annoying too is like on Watch What Happens Live, she's like, "No, Austin and I are still good friends." I'm like, "Why? Why do we lower our standards so badly? The bar is so low. It is so low you can't even limbo under it. An ant can't even limbo under it. Okay, because it's on the ground."
But also, how can Shep just like forgive Austin so quickly? This makes me feel like Shep has done this to Austin in the past.
100%. They've all done it. They've all circled the freaking drain.
Like with Catherine Dennis, maybe?
Big circle jerk.
And Stage? I mean, Stage.
Paige. Paige is a star this week. This is the Paige I like.
This is her being her true authentic self. She's like, please hush up over there. I need to hear what's going on back there. Like, so I can tell gossip other friends.
Yes. And then I love too, when she was like, I can't believe I'm in charge of you too, like of Craig and Austin. Like, and I gotta say, Craig, I turned a new leaf. Like every week I battle with Craig because I'm like, you know, he's the stable one, which is not the good thing to say about this group. It's like right now he's kind of like, you know,
maybe being in this relationship has helped him a lot. You know, he's doing long distance. He isn't always in Charleston. He isn't at the bars with them all the time.
Craig has now allowed this show to not be his life. Where I think
the pillow business is his life.
Yeah. But even Paige, like opening that up, and he's been on Summer House. Like, I think, like, even though he's not quote unquote a cast member of Summer House, he will be there this summer when we watch, you know, like, or this new season when we watch it. He wasn't on Winter House because the filming was at the same time, you know, but it's like he's has these other ventures now that I don't think he relies on the show as much as he did. Whereas I think that Austin and Shep, for that matter, too, Shep doesn't need the money, but he likes the notoriety that comes from the show.
Well, and then it also is really funny to me. How come they never actually host at their own houses?
It's like, always a friend's house.
Some random friend's house. Austin last year, remember we were at his aunt's house. And
Benita's the only one who's hosted us in her backyard at this point.
Right. Why were the new people not there? I was disappointed in that.
Ooh, did you not see my continuity story that I posted? So also on Saturday night, my friend came over and I was like, come over because I have day chasers.
Right.
You guys, they're honestly freaking delicious. No, they're really good.
Did you chase it with a morning recovery? morelabs.com/TJG, guys.
No, I didn't.
20%.
I didn't do that, but I didn't need to because I had two and I was already buzzed. Okay. But they were delish. I really enjoyed them. So like, if you actually do have the chance, like she has tequila ones and she has vodka ones. We just drank the vodka ones. I need to go back and do the tequila ones. They're in my fridge right now.
Maybe this weekend.
Perhaps. Mm-hmm. Yeah, never say never.
Right.
You know, but we were watching it and we had to rewind it because Paige was talking to Craig and Austin. And then all of a sudden the scene flashes back and it's Austin and Rodrigo. And like Craig's not there. So Rodrigo's there, but I feel like we haven't gotten any like talking heads from him this season. Like, where's Rod? Like you said, like
JT, where's JT?
JT, also, we don't need, I'm going to tell you, I don't need a lot of JT.
I like him.
Of course you do though.
He's dirty.
Like, you want to corner him in a bar and be like, tell me everything you know about everyone.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. But you won't let, like, I feel like he would be in the corner and you'd put your arms up so he couldn't get out, but you'd have to put him low because he's so little. Yeah, but you'd have to put him real low. So
where was Madison and stuff? I'm like, out of all the people you invited, Shep, you invite your ex-girlfriend, your friend Austin that just slept with your ex-girlfriend. I mean, kissed.
What did you think, though, about Shep showing remorse and some tears when little Craig and Taylor reunited?
He has a heart. I think he's probably like, did I make this mistake? Like, she's such a great woman. She was so good to my dog. She took care of me. She was having me on the straight and narrow, but I just couldn't keep it in my pants. I'm sure he has regrets.
Yeah. Same.
For sad. Them. I think Taylor is so gorgeous.
They're all very beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, this is like when it's like, oh, there's a, you know, more women than there are men in Charleston. I'm like, how rude. Because it's these like, women are beautiful. It's like
3-1. That's the thing.
How rude.
The college there is, I think, honestly, I remember going college on a of Charleston. Tour, and I think it's like 3-1.
Women did you go on a tour because you were thinking about going there?
No, when I visited.
I know. That's what I'm thinking.
I had already graduated college.
Did you get any merch?
I did not.
Like Kim Kardashian going to Harvard?
It wasn't like that. It was not like that. Wait, then how messy was our Pat this week?
Oh my God, Pat. Okay, first off, how weird was it when they talk about these nude photos that they sent? Taylor said on Watch What Happens, like, they were risque, but it had the caption of come one, come all. And then Craig and Shep are talking like 10 minutes later at the restaurant where, if you watch that scene back, by the way, where Craig is having a non-alcoholic beer, good for you, Craigie. And, you know, they're having snacks or whatever. Craig cannot even make eye contact with Shep. He's so annoyed by him.
I they don't even make nervous a too.
But then Shep says, come one, come all. Is this something that he says? Was it something that Taylor texted in spite of Shepard?
Ooh, I don't know about that. Why would he tell his mother about this picture?
I like when Madison was like, I know they're close, but a little. Also, I know like Madison's had work done and all, but she is so stunningly beautiful.
I see it. I agree. But I think Taylor's like a natural beauty.
Yeah. No. But I'm just saying, like, I just like Madison is like, I'm like, whoa.
She's your Budweiser girl?
No. I just think she's like, well, I think Olivia's beautiful. I think Leva is beautiful. Like, I think the cast of the, I think Vanita is beautiful. I think the cast of girls, this is how it is on every show. These fucking Joe Schmoes.
Yeah.
And then beautiful women and the fucking men persevere.
I've been enjoying this season and I can't wait to see where else this goes.
I have two other things I want to mention.
Sure.
One, I want to talk Kardashians for like 2 seconds. Are you caught up?
Uh-huh.
Why? Here's
why do they love Tristan so much?
I mean, it's like, stop trying to reshape his image for me. I don't need it. But we all know Chloe is back with him. So stop lying to us about it.
Yes.
And then I also feel a little dirty that it feels uncomfortable with the Amari storyline that I feel like we're one using Amari to make Tristan look better. I don't love that.
I don't think that at all.
Okay. But then also, Scott, I am worried. This man, allegedly, because I'm not going to get sued by anybody, but that man is addicted to opiates.
It's interesting, though, that he gained weight.
That's not interesting to me at all. That
no, but if you were doing that, you wouldn't gain weight.
Why not?
I don't think you would gain weight.
He's sluggish. He's not moving around. He's really bad.
Lexapro. It's something. It's something.
He was gray looking to me. Just looked very unhealthy. I'm worried about him. And then I wanted to mention Kim. You are a businesswoman with a billion-dollar company within Skims or whatever we're evaluating it at now. Why don't you bring more than one outfit?
And with latex pants?
And why are we like the latex? It's just. I feel like I'm going to get a lot of flack for this. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Second show I'd like to talk about, though, because it is a winner. It is a winner. It is a winner. It is a winner. I don't care if I said that the premiere party wasn't top notch. House of Villains is a fucking fun show. And if you're not watching it, do yourself a favor. It is so stupid, so silly. I love it.
Is it like there's competitions?
Yes.
Or
so there's comp. So basically they're all competing to be like the number one villain, but they're all still living in a house together. Jax is in a room with Anfisa from 90 Day Fiance and Omarosa snoring like crazy. Jax again, like you watch this show and you think like, this is the idiot that I miss because he's so Jax.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like, I made one mistake in my time. I cheated on Brittany, but I made that woman my wife.
Okay.
It's just such a fucking asshole the whole time. But the cast is just like, and then, spoiler alert, we don't know if he gets eliminated or not, but I'll tell you, spoiler alert, is that doesn't matter. Anyways, they do these competitions because then they have winners. The winners get to like kind of choose two people to go on like a reward, right? And then the winner then nominates three people to be go for elimination. That's where we left it. So Jackson,
what are the rewards?
Like they went to Burke Williams. Big Burke Williams sponsorship.
Okay.
Big Burke Williams sponsorship.
So they got some massages. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like Jax is one of the three to maybe get voted out.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And but the whole thing is, it's just like so camp because they're all villains and they're all playing into this villain role.
Like Omarosa legitimately helped Donald Trump when he was the president of the United States.
She was like engaged to Michael Clark Duncan before he passed. Like, there's just like so the
she's
the
lived a life.
The lives of a lot of these people. I mean, bananas when he said, I've been on 21 seasons of The Challenge. And I'm like, I've watched every single one of those seasons. Like, that is so embarrassing for both him and I.
Right.
Like, 21. That's crazy. 21 seasons of The Challenge. It's like, wow. They all just, everybody plays into it. So it's like very fun. Like Johnny
Fair that's played. His full-time job.
Literally. I mean, he at one point had that first look show on NBC that came out on after SNL on Saturdays. It didn't seem to go anywhere. But it's like, you know, he's him and Corinne from The Bachelor. There may be something going on there. The whole thing is just, it's camp and it's
what
fun.
Is it on?
Well, this, it actually premiered after Southern Charm on Bravo, but it is an E show. I did notice that it is not on Peacock.
Oh, interesting.
I had to find out my on-demand so that then I could record episodes from the future from that.
Now. Got it.
But
got
I would it. Say it is a silly. Now, look, I might have to stack them because at some point there's going to be too much TV.
Are they 45 minutes or?
It's what show is 45 minutes?
All of them are like 44 minutes.
But when you get to watch a screener, Mary, they're 44 minutes. I'd say it's the full hour, though.
Yeah, but still, that's 44 minutes.
So it's, yeah.
So you can fast forward.
Okay. So they take an hour time slot.
It's an hour. Okay.
But if you want to fast forward it, it could be 44 minutes. Why don't we let you guys fast forward as we take a break?
The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. Investing can feel super intimidating, and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major, and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson, then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Way. Be frizz-free and go to theouai.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. Always getting 15% off. Check out Way. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from three birthdays and two Christmases ago, pairs from five different brands with five different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start just, I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com.
Okay, we're back with Real Housewives of New York. This is the finale episode. And I can say, I wanted more of this kind of fighting all season long. They were just trying to protect their images all season long. Be your true selves. You know what? I wish I went to dinner with Cy, Brynn, and Aaron when they talked all about Uba's boyfriend, you know?
Okay, so I have some differences now from last week to this week now.
Okay.
Uba is too secretive about this for me.
CT,
where she pretends that she doesn't even know where Connecticut is. And then the editors literally play a clip back of where she says, I drive to Connecticut every week.
Right, right.
I think what annoyed me about the whole thing, though, is I was still on her side, but I'm like, don't show somebody on camera now and then get really annoyed by the whole thing about everybody talking about it. Now, granted, you think that you told Sai and that Sai has such a vendetta against Jessel that she's probably not going to say anything to you. But I'm like, you know, Sai got real drunk. It was like, I know a secret.
Well, I mean, come on. It's just like girl talk.
Right. But then it's like, just, then when
okay, Uwe, I'm going to tell you something, but you can't tell anybody.
Swear to God, you won't say a word. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. You literally cannot say a word.
I have something to tell you, but I'll know it's you if you tell, because I'm only telling you.
But I'll also know it's you because you're going to shout it out at your birthday party across the room. So I will know that that is also you.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, you know, don't give too much energy to it, Uwe. She's like, I'm leaving. And then when Sai came out, Uwe was basically being like, the cameras are here, so shut the F up. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
She Move was like looking it. At her.
I'm done. She's on the phone like shit.
Also, I'm like, who is this guy? Why is he
Thank
such
you,
a
Big,
big
Papa!
Deal? I mean, it did. It felt like that.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Well, maybe we'll see for season two.
I they just need to really show way more of their life. I want to know how David and Sai actually got together. I want to see if you're dating someone. Even Jenna Lyons on Watch What Happens Live wouldn't actually say if she was engaged or not.
Also, she said her thorn was doing the show. I don't think Jenna Lyons is coming back for season two unless they give her a pay raise.
I like Jenna Lyons. I just don't know if she fits.
I guess I'm trying to. There's still to me is I'm not understanding what her point of the show was outside of the lash line.
Yeah, I think that was it.
You know, she wasn't in a lot of the drama, which is okay. She seems like a nice person. I know that there's been rumors within the fashion industry that she's like kind of a monster, but it's like, would we say that about a man? Who knows? But it's like, you know, I walked away thinking like, yeah, Jenna's cool. I just don't. That's it.
I Bryn and Jessel are the true stars. And you know what? I think I kind of cracked the case on Pavitt and Jessel.
I love them.
They don't flirt with each other. I feel like they have this awkward relationship. And not in a bad way.
I don't think it's awkward at all. I think they're just best friends.
I think so too.
And I think their flirting is like bantering with each other and like joking around and kind of like that, like they like, you know, put each other down in a fun way, but then they have each other's back 100%.
I'd agree with that. Yeah.
And I don't know that I would, awkward is the right word that I would use, because I'm like,
I think they feel awkward touching each other. At least on camera.
How dare they not have sex on camera in a bathtub for our viewing pleasure.
We talked about this. I literally said when she came out in the lingerie, like, I don't think that's their thing. I would rather die than do that. So I get it.
And I just love that. It's like the whole time too at this party, which is like Bryn's birthday party, which is supposed
to
be an
ice. How does
Bryn
have money once again? I mean, this looks like a very nice party. All the balloons, all the food.
I don't know why these parties will crack me up, but because it's like Bryn's birthday party and she's only with the people that she knows right in the beginning. And then at the end, when everybody else has left, the rest is like them in this very large room, but just the six cast members.
Not wearing the masks. I would have been pissed.
Bryn's not even showed up in a mask.
You had me get this like masquerade thing and we're not even wearing them.
Yeah. I mean, Sai comes as a Hamburglar.
I thought Sai looked great. I liked her look. I thought Bryn, the white sequins. Uwe comes in that red coat.
And she had like a skirt and top combo, like in black and gold.
Well, and of course, like David talks to Uwe and he does the perfect apology. Like, I don't think
How could she be offended by David?
You know, he admits it and he was wrong to even question her. I mean, Sai really laid him up for that one.
I think I'm just so annoyed with Sai that like anything that happens from her, even though she looked great, I'm like, eh, you're just annoying me. You're just annoying me.
She doesn't annoy me that much.
That's good.
Yeah.
there needs to be a push and pull here. So I'm okay with, like, that's good. But there's just something, I guess my thing is, I'm like, Sai thought she was going to be the star. She's clearly not the star. The caption of the Rolling Stone tweet, by the way, was basically like, this show showed like fashion icon Jenna Lyons featured a Trumper, aka Aaron, but this is the Jessel Tank show. Like, ooh, something along the lines of, yes, that. So like, not even a mention of Sai, who, and you could tell too, I'm like, I don't know if the editors thought that Aaron and Sai were going to be the stars of the show just based on, you know, the edit and all of that. But it was like, there's something just so like, Sai want, for me, this whole season was Sai trying to create moments. And I think we've said this before. It's like, they were all kind of overproduced. And you kind of alluded to that when we first started talking about it tonight, right? Like, they were all just like, don't want to show them their true selves. And I think that's why Jessel took off so well towards the end of the season. People were on board with it at first. And yeah, now a lot of people will still be in our DMs and say differently. But she's been her authentic self the whole time. She clearly has connections. That party, you know, that party where she had all those like fashion icon, mm-hmm, people, mm-hmm, there. She's clearly got connections. She's doing a Rolling Stone shoot. Yeah. She is the breakout star.
I completely agree with that. I also think Brynn was a hoot and a holler. I think she might not even read, though. I just have a feeling.
She's a Leah Michelle. Like, she doesn't know how to. She loves Nancy Drew books too. Okay, Mary. I feel like she picked up a book that said quirky things.
Her
like,
thing.
Exactly. How to be a quirky girl in New York. And she like followed this.
I'm
going to
be
things.
A reader.
Chess.
Exactly.
Old books without pictures.
Right.
Nancy Drew. The Blade Uber with the hat.
Right. So,
you know, I'd like
to give her a comprehension quiz.
Hey, Brynn. Yeah, we're going to need you to take the SATs.
No, just some Nancy Drew books.
Oh.
Because I want to know if she really read them. I just have a feeling she didn't. I just do.
Did you read the Nancy Drew books when you were younger?
No.
You didn't?
Oh, Kelly did.
I love Nancy Drew books.
Yeah. I do like reading. That's why I love TV.
Oh. Well, yeah. I love Audibles now.
Yeah, I don't.
I've also really, sorry, I'm going on a side tangent. I've also recently gotten into listening to Smartless.
Oh, uh-huh. With Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes. And I've gone like deep in. For some reason, do you ever
listen
have, like,
to the Jeremy Renner one?
No, I have not.
My favorite episode.
Do you listen to them all?
No, but I just like that Jeremy Renner one.
Have you listened to other ones?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes they annoy me, though.
They're actually horrible interviewers,
mm-hmm.
but they have like really funny anecdotes sometimes. Like I'm listening to like, or like they have like touching ones. Like I listened to this Bradley Cooper one today and it was like their 100th episode. And they were talking about sobriety and like when, and like managing, like being in the business. And it's like, there's when they're actually friends with the people they're interviewing with, I feel like the conversation is better.
Who else is sober?
Will and Jason Bateman are.
Oh, yeah. I saw Will at Balboa Cafe one time.
Wow. Did he recognize random. You?
Not at
all. Oh, this was pre-TJG.
It definitely was.
Brittany, someone saw me today. Were you at Balboa? I was.
I don't even go there anymore. It's too crowded.
Wow. Trendsetter, you made it cool.
It's too crowded now.
Okay, back to, I want to go back to Brynn though. So Brynn and Sai, when they meet up and they're going to go look at trees for Brynn's grandmother, and Sai kind of tells a story about her mom that's not the same, but she can relate. Why is she allowed to relate to Brynn, but Jessel can't relate to Sai? Because she likes Brynn and not Jessel, right?
That's why. mm-hmm. Yeah, that's basically it.
Mm-hmm. I also kind of loved too, like the juxtaposition of like Jessel doing a shoot at Jenna's house. It was like very reminiscent of when Sonia was doing like the toaster oven and had Heather in, but like Jessel was taking all the opinions from like Uba and Jenna, whereas like Sonia was,
she's like please style this entire thing, tell me what to do.
Oh, you think this is too much? Oh, we should show more waist. Okay, let's
no problem.
It. But it was like, you know, when Heather Thompson tried to help Sonia. And Sonia would take zero of her, like, she's like, I know what I'm doing. I'm an international luxury brand.
Oh, Sonia.
Miss our Sonia with the sexy J.
I heard they might be doing Crappy Lake too. I wonder if they'll go to like a new city or town.
Oh, I'll watch.
Yeah,
I probably won't. I didn't finish the season, to be honest. I'm sorry. Okay, so the point of this whole episode too is that we want to call Brynn. Well, Brynn was told by the producers, this is the finale, you better splash it up. And so she's like, okay, let me start with Pavitt and Jessel. Pavitt, remember when you called Psy bipolar? You did what? No, but then like you did take it back, which was nice.
But then you also said she was a bitch. So.
And then he said in his confessional, if she was being a bitch, she's a bitch.
Right.
You know, and she was being a bitch.
Sorry. I was disappointed in Brynn in this moment because she basically was like, I just want Psy to know you said she was bipolar, even though you took it back.
Yeah. Well, she wanted to know. The producers were like, this is the finale. Amp it up. So she's like, okay. But then it was annoying when like Aaron and Psy are following Jessel around trying to like get a rise out of her. And I love that Jessel just was like, nah, I'm not here for it. Like Psy yelling the whole time. I'm like, you are not getting your point across. What do you think you're accomplishing here?
Also, like, we're fighting over a ticket to Vietnam. He doesn't even go.
It's the whole thing is so annoying that I'm like, Psy, let the mouse go.
Mm-hmm.
How much more do they need to explain to you that the borders are not open, you dum-dum?
Yeah.
Sorry, I said what I said.
Yeah.
Dumb. And then it's like, and then, yeah, you see, like, Aaron where she's like, first off, I'm like, the parrot idea is not Aaron's because she's not that clever or funny. Sorry, no. She's not. Aaron is not. If you're going to rank Aaron's qualities, humor is about 100 out of 100. She doesn't have a sense of humor and she cannot handle being the butt of a joke. So her dressing as a parrot was a production thing to me.
Yeah, that was like a little too dorky for me.
And then they wanted to get a rise out of Jessel. She's like, oh my God, I love it.
This is a great idea, Aaron. Good job.
Oh my God, hilarious. That's so funny.
Wait, also Uba getting so mad and she's like, you know what? You deserve McDonald's drive-thru and no fries.
I love a McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Who doesn't? And then they bring up, then Brynn's like, okay, well, that didn't hit. So I have one more in my back pocket. Right. And they, you know, she says the thing about Connecticut. And then Psy being like,
I heard you have a boyfriend in Connecticut.
The look of pure terror, though, on Uba's face, where I was like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
But you can so obviously tell she's on the phone with, like, a guy that she's going to go hang out with after this party.
Yeah, I'll call you in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, but then when Psy's screaming at this point, though, and she's like, I didn't say it on camera. It's like, so you did.
Right.
And here's the weird part, because like, we just actually saw the same episode when you're shopping for masks.
But I think what she was saying is like, it came out. I didn't tell Brynn on camera. I told Aaron on camera and
semantics.
I instantly regretted it. But then we all went out to dinner and yeah, I definitely told her, but she wasn't supposed to say it on camera. So really, Brynn's not the one to trust.
But what's funny, though, is like the fights this season, because like, again, I think that they're trying to manufacture, have been like so silly. Like, I remember hearing like, oh,
she's
when, well, when the reunion seating came out, it was like, oh, Brynn and Psy aren't near each other because there is a big battle or big brawl, basically, that happens at the finale. And I'm like, this was it?
Well, that is kind of bad.
This is so like, it's just like you said something on camera, like you told her I had a boyfriend. Like, I just thought it'd be something
know,
like,
apparently,
I know, but I'm saying like, I would think that the fight would be more like the fact that like Psy and Brynn, she's like, fuck you. Happy birthday, Brynn. Fuck you.
Are they talking right now in real life?
Probably, because they're all probably trying to save their jobs.
I'd be curious. Well, I guess I think there's some potential for the reunion in terms of them being a little bit more honest than they were all season. That's what I'm hopeful.
I'm hopeful, but the reunion trailer doesn't give me a lot of hope, to be honest. It feels like a lot of tears.
Why did Aaron have a bad summer?
She has a bad everything when the pressure is turned on her. Everything is bad. Like, Dad, they're all being mean to me.
It's like, she doesn't bother me.
Well, okay. So tell me your rankings then at the end of this season here. You're number one.
Jessel.
Number two. Okay. Number three. You've got Jenna, you've got Uba, and then you've got Psy and Aaron. I'll go.
I think Uba has a lot of potential, to be honest.
I was going to say Jessel, Brynn, Uba, Jenna, Aaron, Sai for me.
Yeah. Like, honestly, Jenna, Aaron, and Sai are all on the all same playing field. Yeah. They're all on the same playing field.
Okay. So they don't bother.
But I don't think it is a good idea to add in a lot of new people or anything like that. Like, we have to continue this journey.
This cast all needs to come back. Like, I hate, you know, we've said before, like, I hate when people are like, oh, get rid of them. Like, a housewife deserves at least two seasons, okay? Because you either have to experience the backlash that you got from season one, and we get to see a Camille Grammer kind of thing where maybe you go from the most hated housewife to the most likable, or, you know, you Heather Gay yourself and you blow your load your second season because you were so likable the first one. But it's like, no, you get to come back for a second season. I think we need to add a friend of or two.
That would be fine.
And I would be okay if you added one more permanent housewife so that there were seven like there originally were supposed to be.
Yeah.
And that fine. To me is like a cast of nine is a good, like seven houses. Now, here's the thing. If Jenna didn't come back, it would not make or break it for me because I don't think that, I think she just brought a cool factor.
I think Jessel could bring a friend.
Sure. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
She like needs someone to lean on.
Because I'm worried too that this cast is going to see that Jessel is a star. And you're either now, I don't. And
then they're going to use her.
And they're going to use her to be in the girl gang of Jessel. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that. Jessel is a star and she needs real allies.
We did get like a lot of the men this season. I mean, Pavitt was a huge part of the show.
Yeah. Now, did you capture the last things?
What do you mean?
Like their interstitials at the end.
Oh, I did.
Okay. Yeah. I figured you did. I was going to let you read them.
Okay. Hang on. Hold on. So I didn't think they were that. I didn't think they were that good.
I agree. I was like, the editors, they lacked on this. And I did find it interesting that they did kind of these, like, it was like the same shot, but, you know, like almost like a moving, it's like a video, but like a live shots, photo. Except for Aaron's. Aaron got three different photos.
Okay.
Everyone else was in the same outfit, the same look. That was interesting. Okay.
Sales of Uba's sauce are hot, but she's still cold on the idea of an investor. The only man she wants investing in her life is Mr. CT. He recently crossed state lines to meet the other ladies.
Ooh.
Okay.
Maybe he'll show up at the reunion.
Sai still has her mom's ashes in the closet, but plans to bury them on the grounds, her new summer home in upstate New York. She's excited to host the girls for the weekend. Everyone's invited, except Brynn.
I'm surprised they didn't make a joke like, don't worry, there'll be food there.
Something, I know, that's like her thing.
Okay, food. I'm going to be honest, you guys. I literally didn't know that she still had her mom's ashes. Was that a storyline? Did I just like black that out? I guess we knew about that.
Yeah, I guess we knew.
Okay.
Jessel and Pavitt compromise on a $35,000 school, but baby number three is still in negotiations. There have been many staycations and no need for popsicles.
That one's good.
Oh, it's good.
I got a five on that one.
Aaron left up and coming Tribeca to move closer to her kids' school. She's busy planning her next big party to celebrate the launch of her new mezcal line. There will be fewer speeches and more food.
Wait, I love that Aaron includes Jessel and Sai. Like,
yeah, I mean, I guess what was her storyline?
She's a swinger. I thought we could have done some swinging storylines. Like, feels like there could have been something with that.
A missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay. Jenna has a new venture, a romantic one. And this time she's not keeping it a secret. They vacationed in Europe and definitely did not fly coach. But like, she is keeping it a secret.
Yeah. Are you engaged or not? Just tell us. Maybe she might. I feel that she's going to say something at the reunion maybe. Or did it happen after the reunion? Honestly, what's time anymore? Last one.
Great. No, yeah, I don't think that it will be talking about the reunion.
Okay.
Brynn had a hot girl summer to prepare for a very cold fall. She's freezing her eggs in Switzerland to store her eggs where the rich store their money. And that's it.
Kind of funny. It feels expensive to go to Switzerland for that.
Yeah. So, you know,
après ski, après baby.
Yeah, that's
that was the season. I mean, I know we have a 2-part reunion.
Which is great. I'm all about these 2-part reunions. I think that's more than enough.
Yep, I agree. OC could have been an email, the second part, but you know, overall good season. Look, was this a fantastic first season? No, but do we put too much pressure on a first season?
Agreed.
I'm going to go B minus.
I agree with that. I was going to say B minus, C plus. Depends
and I
on
have
my
to
mood.
Think, and I'm also curious because I wonder if this season, if we didn't have the housewife who left in the beginning, Lizzie, I'd be curious if the storylines would be different because I wonder if any of this is also built in without having to be able to break that fourth wall of like not mentioning the other housewife. Like, would storylines have been different? Would things have made more sense to us? Would there be more dynamics because we had to kind of get rid of some of the filming that we had already done?
That whole cheese board situation.
I mean, and again, I still believe that Cy did say that it is weird. Cheese is weird. I 100% am agreeing with that because I just have a hate boner for Cy for no reason except for the entire season. But I'm still going to, she needs to come back next. She has to come back next season.
Yeah. Bring them all back.
Yep. All right. Anything else on Roni or should we take a quick break and then come back with Salt Lake?
Come back with Salt Lake.
All right.
Okay. I am obsessed
this
with
season
them.
Is so good. It's so camp. It's so stupid. It's so good. Did we talk before we even get about the mid-season trailer?
Oh. What is going to happen on this vacation?
This is Bermuda is haunting me, you guys. So I want to say I watched a lot of TV yesterday.
Okay.
And I sent Mary 30 texts in a row. She still never responded to me. Her first text to me today was, what time would you like to do this at? She never responded to the millions of texts that I sent to her.
Wait, these are your texts. Monica is drama. She wants a moment. And then I was like, oh, did we get the new episode? You said yes. I go, oh, nice. Her mom is drama too. They both want camera time. I wrote, I love it. She's so embarrassing at this party, like a full breakdown. Should I feel bad? Maybe, but I don't know her enough. God damn, this mid-season trailer is fire though. I love the Winterhouse crew. Just
well,
like
no, you don't need to go into, we can't talk about those yet. We can't talk about those yet. You can read my text from when we talk about those ones. But I go, look, there's realistically, she leaves me with one text. She responds. So then I'm like, okay, then I send 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. I sent 28 texts in a row.
I just stopped.
And she stopped and she did not respond after that. I think, I mean, now look, we'll read them when we recap the other ones. I may or may not have accidentally eaten a gummy.
Read that one and then I was like, okay, now I'm going to stop reading these.
They all made sense, right?
No, they made sense.
It just was a lot at once.
I just wasn't going to indulge last night.
Yeah, fair. Fair. But okay. But Salt Lake, okay. The mid-season trailer looks seriously amazing. Like this season, I think this season Salt Lake has done such a good job of being able to rise from the ashes when one goes to jail.
This is so amazing. I mean, literally, take
your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more. Are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both as twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Like a page out of Potomac with this invitation. Mime. I mean, this the Easter bunny, rabbit? Was it secretly Sean? Who was in the Easter bunny?
I wanted to know who was in it. You're right. It was probably Sean. It was probably Sean, but I'm like laughing. Like they get Whitney in the street. Lisa's doing an interview. They get Mary in her car. And she's like, okay. Like she's just nodding her head. Like, yes. Like she's probably like, what the hell is this bunny? Because her Easter is different. And then we get Heather. I almost peed my pants. I was cackling, laughing so hard when she turned around. And then I'm thinking like
funny that it was like out in the wild. Like it wasn't at their houses. It was in parking lots.
Well, Monica's was. Monica's was a screen door.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, but you know, I don't really care. Monica's, she could be forgettable. Okay, we go to a date night, but it's the middle of the day at a steakhouse with Justin and Whitney. And I want to say to Whitney, Justin was unemployed for 1 year, right? Because he, according to her, signed a non-compete, which means he was not allowed to work at all for 1 year. And she's like, so mad now that he's working. But I'm like, it was 1 year. What was he doing before?
I guess she got used to his time off. You know, she's just trying to flip the bacon. You know,
the story was such bullshit to me.
On the couch, you know, the
she's refereeing,
fighting.
She's making like, lunch.
The fire alarm is going off.
It's like, flip the bacon, Justin. Stop on your Instagram.
And then
like maybe Justin put up a really funny story and just kind of wanted to keep watching it. Have you ever done that where you put something funny up and then you're like, I want like I'm giggling to myself sometimes. Like you'll put up like a group of stories and I'll just like watch them over and over because they make me laugh so hard.
I'm glad I can spark joy.
Like one time, what did you do? You did this one and I wanted to like, I was like crying laughing. Like sometimes like when you put up the weekly podcast stories, I like the music that you choose for it, it makes me like go into a full giggle fit.
Yeah, I like to have a lot of stories with music. I just think it adds.
Yeah, really, it's a yeah. The piece de resistance of those stories.
Right. It makes it profound. But why is Justin not wearing his wedding ring? That is kind of strange.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. Mm-hmm. I will say it. There was this confessional look where Whitney's talking and her hair is like straight, long.
Yes.
Stunning.
No, she's a beautiful.
She really is so beautiful. But like, I just love this confessional look of hers. It just to me, I'm like, did he always wear his ring? Should we go back into other seasons and see it? Like, to me, it feels a little bit of a storyline for me. Or is it like Justin, he lost a little bit of his tummy, he got new teeth, and he's how Justin got his groove back.
No, I feel like he doesn't even know what she's going to say next, though. Like, he's genuinely nervous. He's like, where is this going? Because cameras are up, and you know what? I'm going to throw a wrench at you, too. I'd like you to initiate sex a little bit more.
It's like, Justin, you got fired the last time she did that. You got fired the last time she initiated paint on canvas sex. Okay. You want her to initiate? All right. I hope you don't like this job.
I think they'll be fine.
I think it's storyline. I think literally, like you said, like Justin, she's like, Justin, we have to film a scene. And he's like, fuck.
Okay. What are we
and
doing?
He's like, so what are we going to talk about? And she's like, no, don't worry, Justin. It's just going to be me and my feelings. It'll be really, really great for us, Justin. We're going to communicate.
Didn't she also put the reservation under two names?
She's yes, like, except for Justin and Whitney. I thought that too. I was like, I'm going to do that. Next time that you and I go to, I'm like, the reservation, it's under Courtney and Mary. It's under Courtney and Mary.
I just thought that was so funny.
Like, it's like, also, I'm like, there's no reservation under your name. It's under the filming of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Everyone needs to sign a waiver.
I also felt like Whitney, like, constantly had food in her mouth the entire fight. Do you know what it, like, she was,
it looked really,
she was
delicious.
Actually eating, which is great, but it was almost like distracting.
Yeah, it looked delicious though.
Yeah. Okay. So I hope they can work it out. And then Lisa and Angie start making candles, and this random high schooler is like, "Are you Jack's mom?" And Lisa Barlow was like, "So did you know my son was going on a mission?" She said, "Yeah." And I actually think it was interesting this week when Heather and her daughter were talking on the phone, because, like, I said this a couple weeks ago too, like, I feel like he's in this friend group that they're all going on the missions, and Lisa doesn't really want him to do it, but she's proud of him that he's going to do it, and she's not going to change his mind about it, and she just has to support his decision behind it.
I agree.
He's on the mission right now, you know?
I agree. I hope it's in Milan so that she's getting shopping in too.
Right.
I think it was funny too when the girls like comes up and I'm like, is this like his girlfriend? Is this the prom date?
I wonder if the prom date is on the mission as well.
Oh,
I feel
question.
Like
it's a great
probably,
question.
But yeah,
I also like, I mean, Lisa and Angie is kind of funny because Lisa really is taking this so personal. Like, she is taking these things so personal about, like, what Meredith is saying. And she's like, you know, Angie, it could be you. And Angie is so, not gullible is not the right word, but she wants Lisa to like her so much that she's like, okay, I need to take this into consider what she's saying about Monica, what she's saying about Meredith. And she's like, and how am I going to craft having a conversation about this where, you know, I come out looking like the good person?
Right. Well, I also feel like Lisa Barlow, there's a reason why she doesn't like Monica.
Yeah, the same reason I don't like Monica. She's poor. I think Lisa doesn't like... Lisa inherently thinks she's a good person. And I'm sure she is. Like, we love Lisa Barlow. And I think she's like, I'm a good person. I do all these things. This bitch comes on to our show and trying to like... And like has a vendetta against me for no reason. Like Monica like came out of the gate basically not liking Lisa.
Okay.
And whether it's whatever Jen Shaw knows, like Lisa saying like, yeah, I lost a $60,000 ring. And if you make the money that I do in my life, if you lost this, you would be upset too. Like it's all semantics in the sense of like how much you make and where your barrier is. I'd be pissed if I once lost a ring. It was like a $600 ring.
Yeah, that would be sad.
I didn't even buy the ring.
Yeah, but
and I was
sad.
Devastated about it. And I made a police report in the Palm Springs airport and I never got it back. And I stuck my hand into the tampon bag. I'm kidding. That didn't all happen. I did lose the ring though. And I was like so bummed about it. I'm like, I didn't even pay for this.
Yeah. No, I $60,000. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mary having coffee with her son.
Mary is so fucking weird. I don't understand why she's on this show still, except for a scene like this. I'm like, this is what goes on in her head? She's literally an alien.
Well, I think it's funny. All three of them live in the house. We haven't seen her husband one time this season, which
he's
I think
in
is
Vegas.
Very interesting.
The house flooded a year ago.
And then she's talking. She's like, there was this one day they were really dressed up. They were really dressed up, but they were running around the house. They were just running. And I was thinking, where are they going? And apparently it was I'm like, was she wearing white? Like,
was she running around? Was she dressed up really nice and white? I'm so thrown off because she like asked and he's like, yeah, we're kind of married. I'm like, what the?
He's permanently high.
I'm nervous.
I'm convinced
that bloodline is making me nervous.
I don't think they really leave the house for days at a time. Both of them. But then they don't actually see each other in the house either.
I'd like a house tour.
I would. It looked nicer than before.
It looks like a big house.
Some upgrades.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I want a house tour because I need to see the setup of where like Robert Jr.'s room is, where Robert Sr.'s room is, where Mary's room is, because they're not sharing a room, where Mary's closet part is, where the glittered mannequin heads are. There's got
to
be some
ever
sort of
going
faith worship thing in there.
Are we ever going to meet this girl? I mean,
We don't need to.
I want to meet her.
Okay, fine. But I do not like Mary anymore. I don't understand why she came back. She comes and says on Watch, like, did you watch her Watch What Happens Live appearance after?
I saw the clips. It was bad.
I mean, it was so bad.
She
said
she came back to help Bravo.
Yeah. Thank you so much for, well, that's, thank you. Thank you and thank God. I just think she's so fucking weird.
I enjoy her.
Adore her or enjoy her?
Enjoy her.
Oh, okay.
In like, small doses. Friend of.
It's too much for me. Even Meredith coming over to her house. You know, Meredith is like, I fucking need Mary as an ally here. But this bitch is, she's crazy. And you know what she didn't serve? The Dom Perignon from the year that she requested. It was a soft 2012. Cork. Yeah, it was a 2012 different bottle.
It was corked.
Yeah, but it wasn't Dom Perignon. I looked at the label.
Yeah, no.
It's 2012, and, though.
Yeah, no, I know. It definitely wasn't Dom.
No, no.
And then it, once again, she's like, I'm not going to this Easter egg hunt, you know? I need to see some change in these women.
What is she talking about? Like, shut up, Mary. What change have you made?
And then she doesn't need to. Well, she's godly. Look at me. I've been taking the high road. You know, I'm going to go to the GLAAD Awards. My son is gay.
It's like, and yet 2 seasons ago, that was like the biggest storyline against Jen Shaw, right? It's like, I'm also like, Meredith, you're getting your Benjamin of buttoning here.
Oh, she looks good. She's gotten the Kyle Richards
treatment. Yeah.
Was like, oh, she came over there and I was like, wow. Not a Snapchat filter. I thought it was a filter on all your Instagrams, but
they're definitely still there. Now. She's still face tuning, but
yeah.
I need the name of the doc. We should not go to Beauty Lab and Laser. I'll tell you that.
No, she goes to the Kyle. She got the Kyle Richards special. It's that glow.
Yeah, she looks good. But, you know, they're not going. The change thing, I was like. And also, Mary is such, you could tell she's such a germaphobe. Like her, I don't know why it cracked me up that she's pouring Fiji water into the. First off, those glasses are also from Amazon. I have them as well. They come with a wood top and a glass straw.
Oh, okay.
They're great. Mm-hmm. Although careful with the wood top because I have gotten splinters from them.
Oh. And you also should hand wash that.
I do. I don't have, you guys, I don't own a dishwasher.
All right. Okay.
I hand wash everything because I'm cheap. And my landlord doesn't want a dishwasher in the house. But that's beside the point. Anyways. But Mary just, she's too weird for me. She's just too weird for me. And she's just unlikable. And I honestly, like, I literally, what happens in her head? What's the thought process that goes on? You know how they say some people don't have a subconscious, like some people don't have a voice in their head? Have you heard that?
She doesn't have one.
No.
Okay.
There's no voice there.
Well, we did see her cry. She was so sad that her son was married.
Again.
That's not a good, not.
That was also the second time he's been on camera that she finally asked him.
I want to meet the girl. I'm very excited to meet her.
Yeah. Anyway, so she's not coming to Greek Easter. She doesn't get to come, but everyone else is coming, minus Meredith. Because her and Seth are at the GLAAD Awards, were yelling, "Let's get loud! Look at me! Let's get loud!"
Have we seen Seth and Meredith this season together? Have we gone on a date with them or anything?
We have seen them. They're doing their podcast together. He gave her wine in a shot glass with an ice cube. Mm-hmm. She picked his nose.
Okay.
Yeah, we've seen them.
Okay.
We've seen them.
I was kind of into Monica's mom and Angie's dad.
Yeah.
That could be nice.
Companionship is nice. Yeah. I don't see why not. You know, I have to say, I really liked Angie this episode. And I thought the way, I'm like, oh, her story is fascinating. Her dad coming over, her mom passing, a family of
seven.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to know more. I was into that. I love this whole thing because I'm thinking, like, is this actually on like the Easter Sunday?
I think so.
Yeah. And I love that all the families.
Greek
Easter is
different. Greek Easter is different.
It was April 16th this year.
Which I think the Greek Easter might be like a week after or something.
Let's see. Yeah. Okay. Greek Easter. Okay. Yes, was the 16th this year, and not regular Easter, sorry, but other Easter was the 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So everyone was probably available for this then. Mm-hmm. This party looked very nice. I was like, ooh, we've got a lot of dollar bills. I'm like dancing for dollars. You stripping or not? Doesn't matter. Give me the money.
These kids must have been like running after this money. I mean, there was a lot of money on the ground.
Have you ever done one of those things where you stand into the like the little thing and the air comes up
when
and
I
the
went
money
to the Hustler
around?
Movie?
Mm-hmm. Oh, recently in life. I met as a kid.
How
much money did you win?
Honestly, not that much. Like
$8. It's tough. You got to open your shirt up and let the money fly in
okay,
there.
Okay, that's the trick.
Yeah, that's the trick. You know, or you got to push it towards yourself. You can't be grabbing it. You got to bring it into your body.
I'll know this for the next time.
Yeah, for the next time. But I just kept thinking of that, the way the money was flying around and the kids were going after it.
I mean, the kids taking water shots, that made me giggle. I've never quite seen that.
Oh,
I've seen kids play beer pong with water, but not the water shots.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It made me think of turning 21 at Effin's, where you had to play landslide. And you had six shots set in front of you, and three of them were water and three of them were vodka, and you had to take them all in a row.
Oh my God, I just barfed in my mouth.
And I
don't think I did that.
Oh, sad.
Yeah.
I did. And then I was crawling out of there and had to go home.
Oof. Yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds hard.
My first time drinking, turning 21. So cute. Okay. This party, though, what the fuck is wrong with Monica?
I mean, she throws it all out there. I mean, foreclosure, affair, divorce. The difference between me and you is I don't hide it. But I'm like, what is Angie hiding? She's married.
Literally, Angie said,
she's
hiding
rich.
The rumor.
Right.
Like, I'm hiding that you said my husband's gay. Okay. Like, if Monica just came in with that, clearly her mom and her had gotten in a fight about something. And what did I say last week? That movie Anywhere But Here with Susan Sarandon and Natalie Portman. That is them. But Monica, I don't care about you enough to care about this storyline with your mom.
I thought when you were texting me last night, I'm like, oh, the mom's going to be really embarrassing too. But I feel like the mom did a good job.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Monica,
let's
take don't embarrass yourself. Like, I'm going to speak to you in Portuguese and like, let's go to the bathroom. Calm it down. You're making a fool of yourself. And I'm really embarrassed because your children are here. That's the
thing.
And
I'm embarrassed because I'm trying to marry Angie's dad. And you're blowing this for me, okay? Hinge isn't working out. Raya, not in Salt Lake City, okay? Tinder can't even get a like, okay? And a fan have found a plenty of fish in the wild.
Right.
And you're blowing it.
And then, like, Monica, like, goes over and, like, sulks on the couch alone. She's like, I'm not giving my mother a ride home.
She put her feet up on that couch. She put her feet on the couch. And I was like, you're not friends like that. Get your feet, your dirty freaking feet. Off this white couch.
Do you think she also wanted like another woman to come over to her to
100%.
Consult her?
She wanted
that wasn't
to sulk.
Her mom.
100%. She wanted to sulk over. Then she wanted the camera to follow over. And then it was her mom. And I'm like, she's trying to have a moment. Like, I want my mom. I want to be the mom. My mom did it. I wish I had a different mom. And I'm like, I don't care enough. Like, don't do that on your first season with your mom. Sorry.
But yet she's filming with her mom all the time.
All the time. All the time. And it's like, it's just annoying. Like, I guess to me, the reason why I don't like her is like, she will sell out her family for the fame of it all. And I don't like that.
Yeah.
And it just,
you know what? Monica's mom, you know who she reminds me of?
Lydia's mom?
No.
From OC?
But
looks wise?
No. Yes, I could see that. But even, you know, the girls that they had the reality show and they stole from Paris Hilton.
Oh, Alexis Nyer's mom?
Yes. Yes.
Nancy Joe, this is Alexis Nyers.
But can't you see it? It was like the mom would like feed into them and ignite them and get them sped up. And
mom,
that's what this mom's doing.
Voice from again.
I would love to rewatch that.
Oh, didn't we rewatch that once for when we did Patreon like long ago?
I think
Pretty Wild. That's what the show is called, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they weren't actually sisters.
Yes.
They were like best friends or something. Oh,
yes.
Memory lane. She was wearing brown kitten heels. BB kitten heels. God.
But, okay. Also, I want to talk about the Lisa Barlow Heather fight. because I love how Lisa like spun it on her. Like, so you are like getting mad at me because you think I don't want to read your book. That's what you're upset about.
I sure. get where Heather is coming from, though. Heather's saying, like, I understand where Heather's coming from, but I'm like, don't try to do it as a, you can't do it on camera with Lisa, because you know what? Lisa's wearing that outfit to church.
Right.
Lisa's clearly had a different relationship with Mormonism than Heather has, who wanted, Heather wanted to be the number one girl. She said, I read my diary.
I think she was like, Lisa is like a church goer, but she's a grocery store Mormon. She takes what she wants out of it and she doesn't follow all the rules. And like Heather had to follow all the rules. Her family was deep into it. And
Heather probably, like, her line of succession of Mormonism is so heavy. Like, she had no choice.
Yes.
Right. So she had to be like indoctrinated and had to do every single detail. She was way, yeah, way more
and
than
like Lisa, so like, has taken like the good parts from yeah. the religion that she enjoys.
Yeah. So it's like, but it's like, Heather, you're not going to win here too, because at what you think that Lisa's going to be like, oh, thank you so much for what you said, Heather. Jack, you're not going. You're grounded.
Right.
Like Lisa's like, no, I'm going to support my son and I'm not going to say anything bad, because I'm also not going to make it difficult for him when he goes on his mission.
You can tell she doesn't want him to go.
Right.
And she's very nervous about it. And this is not what she would have chosen. She'd much rather him go to college.
I don't want him to be a bad Mormon. I want him to be a good Mormon. Burn on the book title. The thing is, I really like Heather this season, though.
No, I think they're both like making good points. Like Heather's yeah. like, I just want to make you aware of what he's really going to have to do. Like, I read my old journals. That's the second book, by the way. It's going to be her old journals.
Yeah, nobody's going to read that either. Sorry. They're not. Sorry, I didn't pre-order that. Like, I pre-ordered Brittany's. But, you know, it just to me is like, Heather, and also Heather, if you're actually really concerned, talk to Lisa about it off camera and tell her these things.
Well, she's
not that it's
really
her responsibility,
concerned.
But if she really wants this, like I would say, like, you know, the best way to do that is to do it through off camera, because Lisa's not going to talk shit on her kid. Neither would you talk shit on your kid either. Right.
Are
you know,
you're going to like say goodbye to Jack on camera. No.
No.
He probably did.
He left like, I think he left like a month or two
after
ago.
After summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She posted, I believe, a post. Like she posted on Instagram or something when he left. Yeah. And then it's just, you know, here's the thing too. I'm going back to Monica because I'm sick of her.
Okay.
If I am your mother and you leave me at that party, first off, you take all your girls, you make a fucking scene. Then you take all your girls and then you leave me there. What? Yeah. Like, but mine is get your ass in the car. We're out of here.
I know. Don't.
Like, I'm whispering in my mom's ear and go, how fucking dare you? I love you, but get your ass in the car. Just kidding. I'm not even saying any of that. I'm just saying, Mom,
we got to go.
We have to go. And if you want to ride home, you'll get in the car now.
Right.
And then.
But you've met someone like Monica before.
Are you thinking of someone personally? Like,
yeah, I mean, no, just in general. Like, yeah, you've met a Monica before.
Oh, yeah. But I'm like, Monica, you are, I guess, like, she thinks, like, I'm the relatable one because I'm poor. It's like, bitch, I don't want relatable. Want to see the Delulu. And then it's like, oh, yeah, like, oh, I'm such a good person. I fucked my brother-in-law for 18 months. Oh, I hate my mom. I wish I had a better mom, blah, blah, blah. It's like, wow. With friends
she's
like
letting
these,
it all
who
out.
Need with friends and family like this, who needs enemies?
She's willing to play dirty and mention it all.
Hey, anything for a paycheck. Yeah. So those swaddles aren't gonna sell themselves, baby.
Oh God. All right. Anything else to say about Salt Lake?
I wish I had a different mom. Who would you want who would you want to be your mom on this cast?
Oh, Lisa Barlow.
I think I'd choose truthfully Lisa, Heather, or Meredith.
Any of those could be your moms.
Yeah, I'd take any of those three. The other one, I forgot who else on the cast. Whitney? No. She's lighting my bacon on fire.
Angie seems like a pretty good mom.
That's true.
She'd spoil the shit out of you.
Yeah. And it's like, I get to sleep in bed with you? Great. Right in the middle?
Her daughter's hair was beautiful.
Oh, she looks so cute. I thought the party looked fun. I would have liked to attend that party.
Oh, seems like a great time.
I mean, you got lamb on the spit. I was like, I don't need to see that, but the money tasted delicious. I mean, the food looks like amazing. A lot of
Easter bunny treats.
Yeah, I'm like, give me the cake with the Easter bunny on it. I want the smorgasbord of charcuterie. I want the
what? Grandpa playing the guitar.
I like when John was like, I love that we've got like the mini guitar. I forgot what they called it. And then we've got the women yelling over there. This is a nice dichotomy.
John Barlow looks pretty good.
Oh, he always looks good. He played some college volleyball. I'm like, okay, John, spike it, baby. Let's leave on that note.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Have a great rest of your week.